Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Glass, and I'm so glad that you found time in your schedule that you could join me for these next few minutes. We have been looking at Psalm 144. And I've been ministering on victorious warfare. And perhaps one of the greatest things we can learn from 2 Samuel, the 22nd chapter, or Psalm 144, or Psalm 18, is that our God is a God who loves His people. And just as a husband would fight for his family, his wife, his children, to the danger of his own well-being, he would lay down his life. If he truly loved his family, he would do that. We know that there are those in the military who have done that for the sake of this nation. And our God loves us with a love that far surpasses any kind of natural love, the closest of human bonds and ties, that of husband and wife or a mother for her child. God's intense love is greater than that. But His love is perfect. His ways are perfect. And so many times He allows us to go through things that are hard simply because He's looking at the end result. He's looking at the person He created us to be in His mind's eye before the very foundation of the world. He sees you as a beautiful child of God, perfect without imperfections. Now you might say, well, I'm so far from that right now. Well, that's true of all of us. We're all a work in progress. Amen. But God is loving, and He is, as the husbandman has long patience for the precious fruit of the earth, so He is with us. But the end goal is an eternity of complete joy and satisfaction and fulfillment in the presence of our God. And how the heart of God longs for this. That was all He ever wanted. That was His intention when He created Adam and Eve. But He knew in His divine foreknowledge that they would fall, that they would choose their own way. And beloved, when we choose our own way, there's always a price to pay. For the way of the Lord is good. The enemy does everything he can within his power to make the unsaved or even some believers feel that God's way is hard, that He really doesn't have our best interest at heart, that He wants to see us suffer. The Word says through Jeremiah, He does not willingly afflict the sons of man. He does not want us to suffer needlessly. And so whatever trials come our way, they are only as necessary for us to learn the lesson, get the revelation. He will not allow us to be tested above what we are able to endure. So know, regardless of how severe your testing may be at this moment in time, God is there with you. And like a father, his only son, He is looking out for you. He's watching for you. He will fight for you. The beautiful passages we see in Psalm 18, verse 17 says, He, the Lord, delivered me from my strong enemy and from them which hated me, for they were too strong for me. Beloved, we have no strength in ourselves. When we're fighting our adversary, sometimes we have to understand it seems like we're fighting flesh and blood, but we wrestle not against flesh and blood, including our own flesh. Do you understand that? Even our own soul. But the enemy motivates. He's behind that. Verse 18 says, they prevented me in the day of my calamity, in the day of his trouble. They came upon him. But, in fact, that's just the way of the enemy. He waits till you're really down, and then he really pounces on you. He just walks all over you. But Hear what David said, "The Lord was my stay. He brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me because he delighted me." And then I think these next few verses are very important. In order to see God do that, we have to be in right relationship with him. Our heart has to be right. To the best of our knowledge, we have to be walking in holiness and surrender to him. Verse 20, David said, "The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness. According to the cleanness of my hands hath he recompensed me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord, and have not wickedly departed from my God. For all his statutes were before me, and I did not put away his statutes from me. I was also upright before him, and I kept myself from mine iniquity." Verse 25, "With a merciful thou wilt show thyself merciful, with an upright man thou wilt show thyself upright, with the pure thou wilt shew thyself pure, and with the froward thou wilt shew thyself froward. Thou wilt save the afflicted people, thou wilt bring down high looks, for thou wilt light my candle, the Lord will enlighten my darkness." That's a word for someone listening right now. The Lord is going to enlighten your darkness. I just can't stop reading. This is so good. "For by thee I have run through a troop, and by my God have I leaped over a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to those that trust in him. It is God," verse 32, "that girdeth me with strength, that maketh my way perfect. He maketh my feet like hinds' feet, and setteth me upon my high places. He teacheth my hands to war, so that a bow of steel is broken by mine arms. Thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy right hand hath hold me up, and thy gentleness hath made me great. Thou hast enlarged my steps under me, that my feet did not slip." And because of all this, his great love for David and for each one of his children, for you, brother and sister, you, like David, can say, "I have pursued mine enemies and overtaken them. Neither did I turn again till they were consumed. Thou hast girded me with strength unto the battle. Thou hast subdued under me those that rose up against me." Verse 50, "Great deliverance giveth he to his king, and showeth mercy to his anointed, to David, and to his seed forevermore." Beloved, if we are walking in right relationship with God, if there is no unconfessed sin in our lives, if we're doing all we know to do and battles surround, then beloved, I want you to hear the word of the Lord. God is here for you. He's here to lift up your head. He's there to undergird you, to know just as he gave victory to David, he will give victory to you. I'm just going to obey the Lord. "For the Spirit of the Lord would say, my beloved, I would minister to you even now. I will strengthen you with the very might, with the very power, with the courage of your God. I will impart unto your spirit right now strength to stand in the midst of the battle. And you shall not fear, for I will not forsake you. I will not fail you. Your enemies shall fall on the right hand and on the left. You shall not be afraid of 10,000, though they be set round about you. For I love you, says the Lord, and I will make a way for you. Do not fear the work of the enemy. I will be the lifter up of your head. I will be your glory. And as you trust me, and as you praise me, and as you ask for my wisdom, I will lead you in a plain path because of your enemies. And you shall know that the hand of the Lord is on you for good. I will not let you fall down to defeat. I will not leave you stumbled and fallen in the mire, but I will lift you up out of that miry clay. I will lift you up out of that horrible pit, and you will be able to praise me. There, I will put even a new song in your mouth, praise unto the Lord Most High, and you shall rejoice, for you shall know that I have called you, beloved daughter, beloved beloved Son, as an ambassador for your God, and I have called you as a soldier in the army of the Lord, and I have equipped you with weapons, yea, even the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and you shall speak forth the word of the Lord against the enemy of your soul, and you shall know that his work and the opposition and the hindrance shall not continue, his strategy shall not prosper, but you shall give praise to me, for you shall know that I am with you, and you shall, as David, be able to declare the works of the Lord, for I love you, and I will never leave you nor forsake you, says your God. Praise me even now, and allow me to minister to you as my strength pours into you even at this moment, says your God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Father, we receive this right now. We receive the anointing, the very presence, the very ministry of the Holy Spirit in our lives. We thank you, Lord, that we are more than overcomers in you. We thank you, Lord, that you have given us victory over every work of the enemy, power over every power, every bit of strategy he possesses, no matter how he roars, even as a lion, Lord. The lion of the tribe of Judah goes before us. You are our God, and you will prevail. And I thank you, Lord, for your goodness even now. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you for your goodness, Lord. Well, let's go on in Psalm 144. And I think we were at verse 7, and I'd like to read those verses. Send thine hand from above and rid me and deliver me out of great waters from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood. That strange children, the Aramaic, that is A-W-A-L-E-Y, it means wicked or ungodly men. And so we know in the Word of God, the Ephesians epistle talks about the children of disobedience. In Jude, we hear about ungodly men who had gone in the way of Cain after the heir of Balaam for reward. Jude speaks of them as spots in your love feast when they feast with you. The characteristics of the wicked are vanity and lies. Their right hand is a hand of falsehood, whereas the right hand should be a hand of blessing. In Deuteronomy 32 and 40, we see the raising of the hand was a gesture accompanying an oath. And if a person would shake hands with another, they were in agreement or offering to help. But for the wicked, there was no trusting them. Well, my time has just flown by on this broadcast, and we're going to continue on in victorious warfare. I invite you to tune in tomorrow at the same time. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for your prayer support and your financial help. God bless you. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.
Oh,